With repair work at Rotary Place rolling out quickly, both of the arena's ice pads should be up and running by the beginning of January, city staff estimate. When council approved $425,000 for a temporary refrigeration system on December 1, staff originally estimated they would have the blue ice pad up and running in the first week of January, with the green ice pad reopening the following week. However, work has taken place faster than expected. Work to install the rental refrigeration equipment is complete, and now the focus is on rebuilding both ice surfaces at Rotary Place. That work is progressing well and on track, said Renee Rikoski, the city's manager of property and environmental sustainability. Limited booking opportunities will be available before December is through, Rikoski said. Based on progress to date and anticipated timing, the blue pad ice surface will have limited booking availability to user groups on December 28, 29 and 30, 2022. Recreation and Youth Services is contacting ICE user groups directly with this information, Rikoski said. Provided no unforeseen circumstances arise, both the green ice pad and blue ice pad surfaces will be fully open and available to user groups and the public as of January 2, 2023. The city's user groups have been without Rotary Place ice time since early October, when issues with a heat exchanger shuttered the arena. And issues continued when a Legionella outbreak traced to the arena's cooling tower put the ice pads out of commission again. In an effort to prevent future Legionella outbreaks, as well as to keep user groups on the ice, City Council approved a $1.9 million fix for Rotary Place on December 7, opting for an air-cooled chiller system that prevents the growth of the waterborne Legionella bacteria. The city has entered into an agreement for up to 18 months for the temporary cooling system currently being installed, as staff work on bringing the permanent cooling system to Rotary Place.